Today in San Diego, one day before the final presidential debate, Republican Bob Dole accused President Clinton of heading a self-righteous, arrogant, unethical administration and said that a Dole White House would be more responsible and ethical. Dole told a somewhat surprised luncheon meeting of the Electronic Industries Association that his attacks were not personal, but that it was his obligation to confront the president's public ethics. Joining us now from the Dole campaign is NPR's Elizabeth Arnold. Elizabeth, there has been a debate among Dole advisors as to whether he should attack the Clinton administration's ethics. Is this the outcome of that debate, today's speech?
Absolutely, Robert. Dole's been asking crowds the last few days whether or not he should be tougher on the president. He doesn't need to ask that question anymore. He's clearly made up his mind. The speech was quite remarkable. For almost 30 minutes, he laid into President Clinton and his administration, beginning with the president's own pledge to run the most ethical administration in history. From the misuse of FBI files to the use of a former staffer of a Marine helicopter for a golf outing, Senator Dole chronicled what he described as a pattern of public scandals, and he made the case for what he says is one of the most unethical administrations in history.
I don't know if any administration has ever been more self-righteous, but few administrations have been more self-serving. No administration has shown more arrogance, but few have displayed more ethical failures. And among members of this administration, there is a growing gap in integrity, a gap between the low standards they have adopted and the high honor that they hold, a gap between their swagger and the public scandals, and a gap between what the president himself has been and what has lately and sadly become.
Now, he made a point, Robert, of saying that he's not going after the president's private character. Rather, he said his words, including the charge the president has a habit of half-truths and evasion, is an attack on his public ethics, and he says it's his duty to confront it. But he was really accusing the president of something much larger, something that I've heard over and over again voiced by frustrated aides who think President Clinton should be much more vulnerable than he's proven to be. He accused the president of setting an example that has made Americans more cynical, less interested in politics, and indifferent.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the tone of the Dole speech today?
Well, it was a strange place to give such a speech. It was a business luncheon of electronics executives. You had staffers passing out evidence documenting the 30 Clinton officials that were supposed to have been investigated, fired, or forced to resign. And the bulk of the speech was this pointed attack. But the larger tone or larger point was that Americans are indifferent, that indifference is President Clinton's fault. So not only was he criticizing the president, he was also sort of scolding the audience, scolding the voters for not caring more. What was striking, and is a level of his own frustration, is that he was telling the audience, hey, these things should matter.
So I want to put a challenge to the American people, squarely to the American people. If polls are to be believed, and I don't really believe polls, some voters seem ready to support Bill Clinton, even though they say, I don't say it, they say that he's unethical. They don't believe him. Even though they might agree with everything that I've said today, I want to ask these voters to step back and consider for a moment. We cannot say that we want integrity in public life and then reward its absence. A president who has betrayed your trust has not won your vote. In my view, it is that simple. To say otherwise sends a message that public integrity is meaningless.
This was a very serious speech. You know, I remember this time about 4 years ago, President Bush was much closer in the polls to Clinton, but he was decidedly negative as well. But he said things like, you can't turn the White House into the Waffle House. This speech was different in tone. It was more like the disappointment of a parent.
You know, I can't recall a speech by a candidate having been preceded by so much and well-covered debate and agony within his camp since Hubert Humphrey decided whether and how far to distance himself from Lyndon Johnson on the war in Vietnam. How much, in light of all that, does this really do for him? How much can it help when we all know what's preceded it so well?
Well, they believe that there's a case to be made and that hasn't been made. The problem, though, is that he is viewed negatively by voters now. Going negative himself could only increase that feeling among some voters. However, this is their appointed drive, that point home, and it also takes some pressure off of him tomorrow night. He's been criticized for not being tough enough. This was tough. What he does tomorrow night will only reinforce it.
Elizabeth, thank you. NPR's
thank
Elizabeth
you.
Arnold reporting from San Diego and the Dole campaign.